Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So today at Marv, a good friend of mine, a real mensch, had a yahrzeit for his father, and he gave a little Dvar Torah in his father's honor. Now, he mentioned the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, part of our writings on mainly Jewish values and character, life perspective, which dates back to being written over 2,000 years ago. That first chapter deals with simple transmission of our Jewish Torah. It starts by saying that Moshe received it from Har Sinai, he handed it over to his student Yoshua, who handed it down to the next, then to the next, and so on and so forth. And why does it start, though, with the lineage of our transmission of our tradition as opposed to just what the tradition says? Well, it's because at the end of the day, the values we have are only important to the extent that we can ensure their continuity and that they continue to get passed down generation to generation. Think of it this way. Imagine a person has $1 million on his deathbed, and rather than getting it passed down to his children, it accidentally gets thrown out the window or intentionally flushed down the toilet. How painful would that be? What a waste. And so too are values. The Mishnah teaches us the beauty of how it has been transmitted for thousands of years with the simple message that our goal should be to also pass it on to our next generation, and that that next gen should have both the desire and the ability to pass it on to their next. What a beautiful Mishnah to talk about, as this person remembered the impact and sacrifice of his father to make Judaism the priority in life in order to ensure that it transmitted to his kids. And as I heard this son speak about his father on his yahrzeit, what was also beautiful was that this person was also speaking to his own children. He was the father to two wonderful boys who came out to daven with him this evening. And in that moment, he was both acknowledging what he received from his father and ensuring that he transmitted it to his kids, which, if you ask me, could be no greater nachas for and schus to the merit of the neshama that he was trying to remember. So it's that simple. Pass on that which we have, realizing that we most probably have it because our parents and grandparents handed it down to us. So just make sure not to drop the ball and pass it to the next gen. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.